Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The New York Times is reporting today that it was given tax figures, not returns, from someone with legal access to them, which show that between 1985 and 95, citizen Donald Trump lost more than $1 billion in assets from casinos to retail space. The White House says the information is false, but the reporting comes as the Treasury Department is refusing to turn over the president's tax returns, as requested by House Democrats. David K. Johnston is founder of the nonprofit DCReport.org. His latest book is It's Even Worse Than You Think, What the Trump Administration is Doing to America. So, David, you clearly have a point of view here.
Oh, well, sure. I mean, I've been revealing for 30 years that Donald Trump is not who he presents himself to be. He is, at this point, the most successful con artist in the history of the world, and he's the third-generation head of a white-collar crime family.
Okay, you're going to have to back that up. So let's start doing that. You did reporting back in 1990 in which you concluded that while Donald Trump was saying he was worth $3 billion at that time, he had a negative net worth. Talk a little more about that. And also, did you learn anything new in today's New York Times reporting?
Well, when I broke the story in April of 1990 that Trump was no billionaire, he went around for 4 months calling me a liar, and then he had to put into the public record his own statements, and they showed he had a negative net worth at the time of $295 million. The Times reporting today, which is based on reliable documents, this is the IRS tax transcripts. It's the key information on your tax return. Shows losses of over $1 billion over 11 tax years. That's much bigger than I ever would have imagined. 1 year, Trump alone accounted for almost 2 cents on every dollar of tax losses reported all across America.
Okay, well, David K. Johnston, I mean, if it's true, why is that important?
Well, it matters on a number of levels. I mean, first of all, there's a basic function of integrity and decency. If someone blatantly lies about those things, can we trust you about other things? Secondly, people who are constantly desperately in need of another injection of cash are exactly the kind of people who become compromised by foreign spy agencies. There are a number of squirrely business deals that I and other people have written about that make no sense whatsoever between Trump and Russians in terms of traditional business, but they make perfect sense if they're money laundering, which is a crime.
Well, and that's quite an accusation, you know, that you make. And this is one of the reasons that people want to see these tax returns to see exactly what may be there. But quick question before we move on to some of the legal avenues being tried right now. If these documents were leaked to the Times, could the president's tax returns be leaked? Is that possible?
Yeah. Well, remember, I got the summary pages of his 2005 tax return 2 years ago. And his New York state tax returns are virtually identical to his federal returns. And he is under active investigation by the New York State Attorney General, Letitia James. In addition, there's legislation moving through the New York legislature that would allow his tax returns to be shared with Congress, his state tax returns with Congress. So, yes, I think we will eventually see many years of Donald Trump's tax returns.
But people also point to a very clear past that Donald Trump has had in the courts in difficulty with his taxes. Let's listen, first of all, during the campaign, the candidate Donald Trump was asked about whether he used a big real estate loss in the 1990s to avoid paying federal income taxes for years. This is sound from a debate in October of 2016. The candidate Hillary Clinton also on the stage, the moderator CNN's Anderson Cooper.
Did you use that $916 million loss to avoid paying personal federal income taxes for
years? Of course I do. Of course I do. And so do all of her donors, or most of her donors. I know many of her donors. Her donors took massive tax write-offs.
So have you a
lot of my write-off was depreciation and other things that Hillary, as a senator, allowed.
Well, then candidate Clinton went on to say she tried to make changes to tax law but couldn't because she was serving under a Republican president. But put that aside, David K. Johnston. You know, the president has always said that what he does is legal. Everybody who's smart does it. But you point to two trials where, you know, judges did not agree.
That's right. Donald Trump had two income tax fraud trials. These are civil, not criminal trials. And he not only lost both of them, but he was excoriated by the judges. And at one of the trials, Jack Mitnick, his longtime tax lawyer and accountant, who also was his father's tax advisor, testified under oath, "That's my signature, but neither I nor my firm prepared that tax return." That's extraordinary evidence of fraud and would qualify for criminal prosecution if the government had chosen to do so at the time. Donald Trump's statement during the debate has an element of truth in it. Absolutely wealthy real estate families who are successful generally do not pay income taxes. What Trump didn't say is that the $918 million deduction that he took was losses already taken by the banks. So instead of reporting $918 million of income and paying taxes on it because he borrowed money he did not pay back, he deducted the same losses the banks took. That's fraud.
Okay, let's talk about the attempts by Congress to get his tax returns today and distinguish the legal avenues. There is the 1924, I think, law having to do with the Teapot Dome scandal that gave Congress the right to ask for anyone's tax returns. There's also the congressional role of oversight and the right to subpoena. If Congress needs documents to see if laws need to be strengthened, if there's corruption, in other words, to legislate. And you know, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he won't comply with congressional requests for documents because he said that the request from Democrats lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. You say what, David K. Johnston, about the refusal to turn over these tax returns?
Well, under the 1924 law, Congress has the right to inspect tax returns upon written request. There is no case in which this law has not been complied with until the Trump administration. And by the way, if you want to argue legislative purpose is necessary or investigative and oversight function is necessary, we got lots of reasons to do that. Mm-hmm. There is an abundant public record now that shows that Donald Trump has cheated on his taxes in the past. The question we should really be asking is, why are they so desperate to hide his returns? And I think the answer is very clear. The returns with a proper audit will show that, like Richard Nixon, Donald Trump is a criminal-level tax cheat.
Well, is that what you want to see? Because it seems as if there's a history of that. Or do you think you can also see monies that, you know, you can trace to Russia?
Well, one of the reasons we should be concerned about Trump's tax returns is compromising people. It is ancient spycraft to find people who are in possession of secrets or power or access and to feed them money when they're desperate. The tax returns are not going to be so blatant as to tell us this was a payoff or this was a bribe. But Congress has real tax experts who can go through Trump's tax returns and conduct audits. That's how they caught Richard Nixon as a major league tax cheat.
You also say that not only does the law say that when someone is asked for their tax returns, that person shall turn them over, but you say that the people within the government who blunt that, let's say IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig or Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, they also may be punished for not turning them over?
Yeah, failure to comply with the tax laws and interfering with them makes you subject to 5 years in prison if you're prosecuted. And under what's called a delegation order, the person responsible for turning over the tax returns is Charles Rettig. But the person who is refusing to comply with the law is Steve Mnuchin. And I suspect that Rettig, concerned that he could go to jail and lose his California law license, is refusing to violate the law. That's why Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, is handling this. But the law is very clear. The duty here is with Charles Rettig, the IRS commissioner, under this delegation order.
David K. Johnston, you've just listed so many things that we already know about President Trump and Citizen Trump's tax returns. What do you say to the people who say, enough already? I mean, you know, if you haven't found it by now, what more do you need to know?
Well, we have found it. I mean, that's the shocking thing here is we've found plenty of evidence. What we don't have are the last 6 years of tax returns. And that's why Congress wants to see these, and it's an entirely legitimate thing to do because Donald Trump is not above the law. He is our employee under our Constitution. He works for us, and he needs to be as accountable as you, Robin, and me.
David K. Johnston, investigative reporter with the nonprofit DCReport.org. David, thanks as always.
Thank you.